Hello and welcome to Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in HEFE and beyond. I'm joined by my good friends Kyle from The Education Marketer, Matt from Smile, and this week we are talking about parents. What are we talking about parents for, Kyle?
Well, we could talk a lot about parents, really, but this is specifically around their communication preferences for university comms. There's a brilliant report that's just dropped from an organization called Campus EPS, and they have asked 20,000 parents with students going through the university process, application process, what they want from their communications from universities. Now, there's a few great stats in here. The first one that struck me between the eyes, really, was that over 80% of parents now want weekly communications from a university, right? Yeah, 80%. And I know, Matt, you were saying, well, you're firmly in the 20%. You don't want to hear anything. but that's an increase of 20% since 2020. So I don't know whether it's like the pressure cooker of the pandemic that's driven this need for constant communication or something, but yeah, the chart is very clear. It's doing this. Mm-hmm. And the number one channel for parents to want to hear from universities is overwhelmingly email. 97% want to hear via email. And I'm looking at this data and thinking, right, so what's the default way that a lot of universities deal with that parental audience? They normally have the PDF guide, the downloadable thing for parents, and they usually do a parents newsletter, but it goes out around once a month, maybe every 2 weeks if you're lucky. So there's a real divide between what that audience expects and what higher ed on large is delivering. But I was pretty shocked at this stuff. What was your reaction when you had a look? Yeah,
the same. I mean, the 97% of respondents saying they want more email. I do everything that I can to get less email. Why? What's wrong with these people?
all 20,000 of them. What's wrong with you? That's even a question in the survey.
Well, what's wrong with me then? What, like, why am I so different? Over the Christmas period, I just spent the entire 2 weeks unsubscribing from emails because it was driving me up the wall. And it's been so much better since January. So to think that you want to subscribe to something on a weekly basis, doesn't fit with what I'm after out of email.
There might be a couple of nuances in it. So your email's the preference, but it might also mean that they expect to see what a student's receiving via email as well. So it might not just be directly to the parent audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you think about, I think the report highlights that around half of students don't communicate regularly with their parents about that journey. So there is a gap that universities need to fill. But yeah, it's email every time. It doesn't die, does it, as a channel? It just keeps on. It just keeps on giving.
Where was the report? Where's the data from? Is it worldwide or is it US or UK? I wonder whether there's cultural differences as well. Yeah. There's been stuff in the news recently, hasn't there, about tragic events in US universities and stuff. And I've been saying, if I was a parent in the US, I'd want to know that security is on the money there and stuff. And also with US, there's also the big cultural difference around fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that affects it, whether parents have more of an influence in the purchasing journey because of that. And stuff like that. So I don't know whether there's some. At the same time, I also, for what it's worth, I don't necessarily disbelieve it. We've been working on a prospectus, a digital prospectus tool over the past 12 months, and a big component of that is being able to share it with parents. Matt, for what it's worth, I'm thinking if parents are this big of a market, we should be looking at parents more seriously. But we know that students like to share Well, no, we don't know that students like to share. We know that parents want it shared with them, and all that sort of stuff. And perhaps this is the wake up call for a lot of us that we should spend more effort on parents potentially.
I think so. I mean, what I've been doing recently is layering this with another report from Beano Brain. They've done a big deep dive into what millennial parents want, essentially, for their children. Yes, 3/4 of them think schooling's inappropriate. They're not happy with the education system. They just want their child to be happy, regardless of career choices. And they over-index for things like over-planning and being heavily involved in their children's decision-making, so they have a keen interest. I'm not saying other parents don't, but maybe millennials have a bit more of a closer thing going on. I'm not too sure what it is, but in the report, it highlights these things. And if you take that to a university journey, they're almost going to be a bit of a nightmare stakeholder, because they have the knowledge of what university's like, their pre-existing knowledge, which is probably very out of date by the time their child is going through it. So universities have to work with that very keen and very involved parent and unpick their existing knowledge of what a university is. It's quite a challenging relationship. So I think a communications plan that speaks to that audience is incredibly important, and just it needs proper attention. It can't just be the last newsletter you send out on a Friday. It needs that real focus.
I must admit, I was a bit naive to the fact that these things even existed. Like you say, there's a monthly, on average, there's a monthly parents newsletter. I didn't know that was even a thing. And I think given the work that we do, it always seems to be a bit of an afterthought, the whole parent thing. Yeah. And comparing the two, I'm surprised that not more of it is made in the work that we do as well.
Did the report say anything about the type of content that they're after?
Yeah. Number one, it was things like academic calendar. So what that experience looks like, program information, fees. Yeah. Also, things around cost of living fit into that as well. And another thing that really struck me was the events and opportunities for student and family. So not, I think family day is the wrong phrase for it, but some sort of event that parents could be involved with their children at the university. Yeah. One of the stats was that 40% of families felt they would like to be more involved with that process. So there's definitely a few nuggets in there that you could take and go, all right, let's work this into some sort of strategy as having that as a base. But yeah, so surprisingly, they want to be very involved. And yeah, there's program content and stuff they want to know about too. But there's definitely enough stuff in that report for you to build out a proper weekly newsletter strategy with loads of subtopics and things that you're not short of stuff to work with.
Really interesting. I think I'm still just stunned by it, really. I don't think I can quite believe it. I don't know, you know, like
it's all there.
Maybe it's a generational thing, mate, because I think parents right now would be boomers, Gen X
dominantly. Yeah. In the next 4 years, you'll probably see the first millennial parents coming through en masse, I'd say. But again, it's only the start of that process. But yeah, dominantly right now, we're dealing with Gen X. Latchkey kids,
I mean, that probably
referred to, right? Is that the phrase?
I'm not sure. I think that probably explains why they like email, though. I always think that anybody above millennial likes email. Everybody millennial and below hates it.
Potentially. I mean, if you think about the work I do in my newsletter, my audience is basically frustrated millennial marketers in education. They seem to like an email.
I think you're the exception, not the rule, though, Kyle. You know, I enjoy your newsletter, and I don't enjoy every other email that ever comes into my inbox. So, okay,
thank you. I'm glad I bucked that trend. Well, I guess we were speaking earlier as well about alternatives like WhatsApp communities and things, weren't we? And how you can have like broadcast communities set up now. So, if you have a general idea for something, you could do it that way.
I was actually going to raise WhatsApp as a topic for a Most Clicked episode, because I'm sure, Matt, were we speaking to somebody recently, and they were saying about how if people got into WhatsApp conversations, like they just completely dealt with things in a different manner. I can't really remember.
And it was a conference talk, wasn't it?
There was a conference talk too, and like, so WhatsApp does seem to be, I mean, international as well, it's massive, but that's probably for another day. I mean, it really to me sounds like we'll have to link this report in the show notes somewhere. Yeah. The takeaway is go read it. Sounds like you could go and build a 12-month newsletter strategy just from reading that one report. And you know, try and keep those parents happy, I guess. All right. Well, Matt, Kyle, thank you as always. And thank you to all of our wonderful, wonderful subscribers. If you have enjoyed today's conversation, consider dropping us a like below. And until next time, bye.